Morning, family. Thank you. All right, I'm going to speak to you today on living a fulfilled life. And you see, we learn so many things from our childhood coming up. We learn the ways of the world, and I just want to put some questions to you today. Do you think that living a fulfilled life means material wealth? Do you think it means worldly possessions? Do you think it means like a fairy tale, like princess and prince type marriage? Or do you think it's all about the perfect life or ideal circumstances? And the answer to all those things that we have learned would be no. Amen? Amen? You see, God has a pathway for us. And along that pathway is life more abundantly. Amen? John 10, 9 and 10 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Not pastor, pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? Amen. So what is the abundant life? The first thing we're going to look at is the book of Genesis to find out what God's will for man was. You see, God created Eden, the perfect place. God made provision and comfort for man before he put him in the Garden of Eden. Before. Genesis 1:31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The word Eden actually means fruit-filled, well-watered, a delightful place, paradise. That is the place that God wanted for us. And then, even now, it's what he wants for us. You see, we can have joy, peace, comfort in him amidst of all the strife, the turmoil, the trials, the tribulations. Life more abundantly can be found in God through Christ Jesus. Amen? The book, the good book, it's all about God's love. It's a love story. And it's about God's miraculous restoration for all types of people in all types of situations. Tell you what, we have a happy ending. Once we're in Christ and connected to God, we have a happy ending. We have an eternal place. He is still the God of all blessing. Amen? He is still the only one that can give true and lasting peace, joy, and comfort. He is the one that can give us life more abundantly. Amen? I see God blessing people in all sorts of situations. I see him blessing Isaac 100-fold in a time of famine. I see God protecting his people in the midst of fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I see God rescuing Daniel when he was surrounded by lions. So every negative situation that comes to pass, that once we are in this world, we are not exempt. God will turn it around for his glory. All things are working together for our good and God's glory. Why? Because we are the called of the Lord and we love him. Amen? the greatest of all, the worst thing that could happen to man, which is death. I see him raising Jesus from the dead. There is resurrection power within us. Amen. He can do anything. He is a God that is never limited. Problem is, we limit him. We limit him. You see, we put him in a little box. And we ask him according to what we see around us. But we got to have faith, because when the disciples came to Christ and he said, what has happened? Why could we not cast out the demon? And Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. It's a faith that's a problem. There is never anything too difficult for God. He is the God of the heaven and the earth. And Jesus Christ is Lord of the heaven and the earth. Every name is subject to the name of Jesus. Amen? But we need to have faith. And faith that believes God no matter what we see. Believes God no matter what we hear. When we look at the media and we hear what's happening all around us, all over the world, there are wars, there are rumors of wars, and all these situations that are arising. Listen, I tend to be very, what's that word now? Where if I sit down and I listen to, or if I watch horror stories, I can't sleep for 3 nights. Horror movies, I can't sleep for 3 nights in a row, or something like that. I'm very impressionable, you understand? So sometimes we got to just lock these things out and listen to the voice of God. Because for anybody who is listening in this, with the spiritual ears in this season and looking with the spiritual eyes, you'll see it is a wonderful time to be alive and in Christ. It is a time where as things are rising with such negative forces, right, God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. His sons and daughters are prophesying and his old men are dreaming dreams. It's a wonderful time. If you just position yourself, you will receive the anointing. You receive the power to take the gospel in this season. Amen? All right. Here is the meat of the matter. Our best life can only be found in God through Christ Jesus. Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14. You can put it up now, Matt. Enter ye in, or maybe the scripture first. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen? And so the Lord inspired me to do a little diagram during the week. You see this road here, it's quite narrow. It's a narrow path that leads to life, blessings, and fulfillment. You see, God has a pathway for us to travel, right? Do you trust that he's bringing you down the best pathway? But you see, he will only lead you there as much as you allow him to. Hear what now? We get distracted with a lot of things. We get into walking our own way. We get into the self, the flesh. You see those big roads at the side? That's the broad road. You see, we get into others' negative opinions of us. We get into material wealth, the search. So we go down these pathways of material wealth and earthly possessions. And we may have the pathway of rejection, pain, hurt, woundedness. We may go down the pathway of distraction, doing good deeds, trying to earn God's love and favor. Amen? Or we may go down the pathway of sin, disobedience, and compromise. And basically, I want to tell you that sin is not just the Ten Commandments. Sin is anything out of the will, out of God's will. Amen? Halfway obedience is also disobedience. Perhaps you're not hearing the voice of God clearly because you didn't do his last instruction, and he will not speak to you again until you do what he said last time. Amen? God is so merciful, because if we tell him we need help, though, he will help us. He will help us. He recognizes that we are of dust. And the word says, as a father pitieth his children. We have to discover him. So the first step now to living a fulfilled life. Number one, we have to develop a deep, intimate relationship with God as our Abba Father. You see, when we know him as Father, his love changes us. It's not about coming to church and about singing. It's about a love relationship with God. Why are you here? Because you want to worship him. Amen? So everything in our life becomes as worship. A worship song, worship words, they become as worship unto him. Because worship is not just what you do in church on Sundays. It's a way of life. Amen? Ask God to reveal the height and depth of his love for you. Because truly when you discover his love, you become unshakable. You are rooted and grounded in his love. So it doesn't matter any longer what happens around you. You know that you're on the pathway of life more abundantly. Amen? God's desire is to have relationship with you. That's why the cross, he did the work of the cross. And the work says it's a finished work. It's a finished work. He made it so easy for us to say, just say, Daddy, we are sorry. Daddy, we don't have it all right. But Daddy, thank you that you've redeemed us. You've justified us. And Lord, we thank you even now for your forgiveness. And you've made a way for us to be reconciled to you. So right now, we just receive what you have for us. And Lord, we cleave to you. That's all we need to do. Just cleave to him. Next thing is, number two, surrender all. Not partway, but all. Lose yourself in him. And then you will find your best in him. Sometimes I want to testify. When I was younger and I used to do all this thing of the flesh and do all these things and wonder why some things not happening. And people would say, but you're not surrendered. I said, but I'm surrendered. You know, that's how some of us are. Yeah. When we're surrendered, there's a rest in our life. It's like the airplane. We come to the level of cruise control now. All right? We can just take the hands off the steering wheel, eh? And kind of just let God lead the way. When you're hearing him more than you're talking to him, you're living a surrendered life. Amen? Number three, God made a way. Anyway, made a way. I'm not going to. Yes. God made a very simple way for you to be always blessed. The principles of the kingdom are founded on giving. And you see, we have to follow God's example. God didn't hold back his best. He gave his best. God gave his son, his only begotten son. Right? That whoever should believe upon him will have life. And life more abundantly. Amen? So hear what now. If you want love, God made a way. Just give it away. If you need a financial miracle, give it away. Amen? If you need prayers, sow some seeds in prayer. It's different from the ways of the world. God's ways are higher than always. Amen? Number four, trust God even when faced with adversity. When we mature in Christ, we expect that things are not going to be 100% every day. But in God, we can find peace in the storm. He will only do, again, as much as we allow him to do. Sometimes into blessing, there are storms along the way. And I guarantee you that if you're called into ministry, God is going to test you and he is going to refine you. And usually in the area of your ministry, that's the area that you'll have the most fire. That's the area that you will be tested in. So if you're going through a test, your ministry is ahead. Just allow him. Just rest in him. Trust him. Trust him. You see what happens in the storms, in the testing. Be assured that God will turn it around. It serves the purpose of building character. Those things in us like hope, patience. I hear many Christians saying, I don't want to pray that prayer to ask God for patience, you know. Right? Endurance. And so much more. When we were speaking at the Bible study on Friday, you know, we were saying that when God wants to grow a mushroom, he does it in one day. But when he wants to grow an oak tree, it takes hundreds of years. So I'm saying to you today, endure. Last it out. God has a special miracle at the end of your test. He says, in due season, you will reap if you do not faint. The inference to draw is that there are many circumstances that will cause us to feel like we are going to faint, but God will take us through. Sometimes he will not remove the fire. Sometimes he will just take you through. Amen? Number five, you must have a God-given vision for your life. And every choice you make must line up to that vision. Amen? Do you have your long and short-term vision written? Do you know where God placed you in the body of Christ? Do you know even wherever you go in the secular world, God has sent you on assignment? And you don't have to open the Bible and you don't have to say, thus saith the Lord. They look at you and you minister. Hear what happened now. When you minister love, which is the next topic now. When you minister love and when you operate with love, it is the light that will shine and draw others to Christ. Amen? Decide today that we will no longer go down those side paths. We will stay on the straight and narrow path. Here it says narrow pathway, you know. In other words, it's very easy to go down those other ways. Easy, easy thing. Easy, cheesy thing. But we're going to stay on the pathway. Amen? Love. I need to speak to you about love. Because when you truly love the way God says, you don't just tolerate someone, you know. Some of us are sitting down and we are tolerating each other. And hear what happens. When you're tolerating someone, you're waiting and you're watching. And you say, but that one, that fault. And then when you're tolerating somebody, any little thing now you see, you run with it. You run with it or you start to form this opinion and you say, yes, 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 I knew it. Let me just tell you, agape love means even if there are 100 things that you may see that's wrong with that someone, there is one thing that's right with them. Why? They're in Christ. Amen? And trust me, when you start looking at them through the eyes of God, through the eyes of love, you will begin to see them differently. Amen? Remember Jesus, when he spoke to Peter and he spoke to purpose, and he said, the devil desires to sift you as wheat. And Peter was just so full of, I think sometimes Peter would remind me of myself, because Peter was so temperamental. Peter went and he cut off the servant of the high priest. He cut off the ears, and he was just so quick-tempered. And then hear what happened. Peter fell asleep so many times in the garden when Christ needed him. Peter denied Christ. But God had already spoken purpose. And Jesus said, when you have overcome, strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the brethren. Jesus said, didn't say if. And Jesus said, I have already prayed for you. Now some of us, when we know what the other person has done or going to do, we run away. We want to have nothing to do with them. We really must get serious about loving like Christ. People know when you are pretending. And we really have to ask God in this season to change our hearts. Amen? Love covers a multitude of sins. There's a particular pastor who has fallen in sin in Jamaica. And when they call, you know, because they know what I'm like, I'm not going to move from a place when God speaks. I'm going to always be loyal and love that person. Because I don't love people because they're good or bad. And you don't love because someone is good or bad. You love them because of your heart condition. And because God's love flows through you. Amen? And so they call, and they want to tell me all these bad things about, see, I told you so. And I said, look, I'm not moving from my position of love. And I want you to do this because love covers a multitude of sins. And I say, the only thing that you must do now is pray that God will restore them and cause them to repent. We have got to be careful what we listen to, because it becomes seeds. And before you know it, we will start looking at people differently from somebody else's perfect perception. It was not what God said. Amen? We have to learn to love the way God said. I want to expound a little more, though, on giving. You see, this is the last thing that I'm going to speak about. Because I had closed my message, you know, and God said, no, you're going to do this. This is how we must be positioned in the realm of the Spirit, like this. You see, this position means we are in worship. This position means we are wide open to receive God's love. This position means we are not holding on or holding back anything. We are just giving. Amen? And this is how God says we must be positioned in the Spirit every day. Don't hold on to the material possessions. Don't seek wealth, because the word says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. It says in the book of Luke that God says, my children, even before you ask, I know you have need of these things. And the word says, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How many of you know that when you go after things in your flesh and yourself, tell me what happens? It causes pain. At the end of it, it causes pain. Huh? All we had to do, whose phone is that? All we had to do is do it God's way. But we have got to trust that God's way is the best way. Is the best way. Amen? Because when we trust that His way is the best way, we'll just surrender. Amen? And that's the simple message today, not very long. But if you want me to pray for you, because you're not in the place of being intimate with God, you get distracted easily. You're not in the place of surrender. Or you need help because you need strength, and whatever you may need, you can come to the altar and we'll pray for you this morning. I bless you in the name of Jesus. It's a short message, but I hope that it really brought home what you need to know in this season. And as usual, I have a song to bless you. So we're going to sing that song and we're just going to come to the place of absolute total surrender and worship in the Lord.